morning, everyone. Yeah, I guess I'm real eager this morning, everyone. Eager to start. Welcome to Live Dharma Sunday for September 25th, 2011. I'm broadcasting from Anaheim in Orange County, California, Southern California. I was invited to speak at the Orange County Buddhist Church service and I gave a seminar yesterday on Saturday, and I'll speak at their Sunday service, the special service. But today, you know, music is a tremendous tool, more than a tool, and our guest today, her Dharma name is Byoyo, which means cat son. She has a nickname that her family gave her when she was going to move to Hawaii, cat or neko. They mispronounce it as Nico. So all of her friends know her as Nico. Her given name, Stacy and Burkhardt. But she has a lot of names. Stacy, Nico, Byoyo, Burkhardt. Originally from Texas, and she lived in Hawaii, where she taught yoga. And then she came back to the mainland, and I think she's in her mid-30s. She decided to pursue a dream in music. She went back to school, and she's in the Midwest, in the suburb of Chicago. She studied music composition, and she's very talented. And that musical piece that you heard in the introduction, that's the Bright Dawn theme song, and she composed it. And she is a lay minister, Bright Dawn lay minister. She completed the program a while back. And we ask all the past Dharma, Bright Dawn lay ministers to, take a turn, and if they want to give a Dharma glimpse on this show, Live Dharma Sunday show, and if they can't do it in person, then we could pre-record. Okay? And so she did a pre-recording, and I haven't heard it yet, but Adrian, my wife, who's in charge of administrating everything, said it consists of a musical composition. So, let's hear it.
Eternal time. The ebb and flow of the ocean. The wind moving the clouds on the sky. Not seconds. Or minutes, or hours, not days, or months, or years. Not the human construct of time, only that which which connects us to the infinite space of the universe.
My cell phone, it was hard to understand her words exactly, and I could tell the music was beautiful, but the fidelity was a little staticky for me. I don't know how it was for the other listeners. Adrian said it's a very beautiful music. I don't know whether the transmission was as good as it could have been. You know, when it's music, there's nothing like, you know, the quality is got to be there. But today, in a, maybe in an hour and a half, I'm going to be giving a Dharma talk at the Orange County Buddhist Church, and this is one of their major religious holidays in Jodo Shinshu Buddhism called Ohigan. In Japanese Mahayana Buddhism in general too, in Japan it's observed in the fall and in the spring, you know, the equinoxes, day and night are equal length. It's a time, a period, when one should renew one's effort to really focus and concentrate on the teachings and to deepen one's spirituality in a very conscious way. And Ohigan, you know, it's very ancient, but origin, but the word and the theme, general theme of Ohigan is to cross over from this shore to the other shore. And that's it in a nutshell. And you have to fill in the, you know, the rest. So the theme that I'm going to talk about, and that I'm sort of giving you a preview of right now, is what does it mean to cross over? You know, well, let's say that you're crossing over some water. And sometimes this water, the water of life, you have a lot of troubles. Well, how do you cross over? You need a bridge, and the Dharma is a bridge. You can use the Dharma as a bridge to cross over the troubled waters. We should, you know, Dharma will never let you down. The Dharma is absolute reality. It's suchness, the world of oneness. If we hear the Dharma. We live the Dharma. It'll never let us down. What lets us down is our own preconceived aspects that we think is my reality. How do you cross over? Well, we have to first realize that, hey, the Dharma is our bridge. It's, you know, when tears are in our eyes, when I'm down and out, when friends can't be found, when you're on the street of life and evening falls so hard, you know, the Dharma comes to say, you could hear the Dharma's voice. Listen to the voice of the Dharma. The Dharma saying, hey, I'm on your side. I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled waters. Yes. I'm going to switch tack a little bit. When you think about crossing over, there's a movie that I'm always reminded of. It's a movie, and its title is Thelma and Louise. And Thelma is played by Gina Davis, and Louise is played by Susan Sarandon. If you don't know what this movie's about, it's about, well, it's sort of like, I guess, a woman's lib movie. And these two ladies, they're waitresses, and they have boyfriends. Oh, and Thelma's married. And her husband, she's kind of like very inhibited person. She's her husband is sort of he's not mean exactly, but he's a chauvinistic pig. You know, he watches football on TV and he doesn't respect her as a person. He says, "Bring me a beer, Thelma," and you know, he things like that. And so one night, Thelma and Louise, they go out to a dance hall, like, and Thelma's dancing with this guy, and she's being friendly. She doesn't, and, you know, she's just being friendly. Want to have a, you know, a little fun in her life, and girls' night out. And then, so the guy, they go out into the parking lot, and then the guy starts to get fresh, and she wants him to stop. She didn't, you know, want it to go like that. But this guy, he was a predator, and he pushes her against the hood of a car, and he starts getting ready to rape her. And then Louise, played by Susan Sarandon, comes up, and she has a gun, and she says, "Get away from her." And then this guy, he wasn't afraid of the gun, and he says, "You women," and he's, you know, he's a pretty terrible guy. And so Louise sees red, and she pulls the trigger, and shoots the guy. And then now they're in trouble. So they get in the car, and they take off. And this is the movie about Harvey Keitel is a detective. He's actually a good guy. He's on there trying to track him down because he sort of understands, and doesn't want it to get worse, the situation. There's another FBI guy who's the bad guy, and he's sort of the heavy guy, and he, you know. And so the detectives, they find out finally who did this, and they know they're on the run. And they get in the car and they're driving, I think, from maybe Texas, and they're going to the Southwest. And they're driving around the Grand Canyon area. See? It's all in the country on the two-lane highway. They're on the road. Brad Pitt, this was his breakout movie. He was a hitchhiker. He and Thelma hit it off, and they make it in the, and Thelma realizes, you know, that sex can be a beautiful thing and not just, you know, duty and stuff like this. Let's see. But also, Brad Pitt is a kind of a, like a petty thief, and he sticks up convenience stores. So he sort of teaches Thelma, yeah, shit, how do you do that? And, you know, and he says, oh, I do it like this. I don't hurt anybody. I just say, okay, everybody. And so they have some adventures on the road, and then they run out of money. And so Thelma holds up a convenience store. And of course, the security camera's taking their pictures and everything. And Harvey Keitel, the detective, is trying to figure out where they're at and all this. And they contact Thelma's husband at his home, and this is, you know, when she calls, try to keep her on the line so we could trace the call and everything. And so Thelma, when she calls, then Louise says, you know, they're in the payphone, and Louise says, if the police are there, try to find out if the police are there when you call your husband, you know, because then you shouldn't talk too long. And when she calls home, and all the detectives are, you know, got all their equipment in there in the living room. And the husband, the detectives say, try to keep her on the line. Don't pretend like nothing's wrong. Just be regular, you know. And so he answers the phone and he says, hi, Thelma. And Thelma hangs up right away. And she says to Louise, the police are there. She knew that it couldn't, her husband doesn't talk like that to her usually in a friendly voice. He'd say, you know, usually he would say, Thelma, where are you? What are you doing? So this is sort of Thelma's coming out. Louise, Susan Sarandon's character, she's a hardened person, you know. And as it turns out, in her past, she had been raped once, and that's why she was so sensitive to what was happening in the parking lot. And she has a boyfriend who's a nice guy and whatnot, but she's not ready to commit. She has her own life journey to go, and they have some adventures. They meet an obnoxious truck driver whose brain is below the waist and all this, and they teach him a lesson. Of course, it's a movie, so everything's exaggerated and over the top, but so this is sort of the background. And Thelma, it's all leading to this one scene for me. Three quarters through the movie, and Thelma says to Louise, you know, I've crossed over. And I can't go back. This means she's been sort of liberated. She's realized that she was living with a lot of shoulds, you know, and hemmed in. And now she's finally tasted some freedom as a person. Okay, and she says, "I can't go back." And in the meantime, you know, Harvey Keitel is after them and so forth, and he's trying to say, you know, hey, you, it's okay, you girls got in a little bit of trouble, but come on, it's okay, you know, we could work it out. I know things happened. Of course, the FBI is ready to overreact, and if they're going to get the helicopters and get the SWAT teams in, these women are dangerous. We got to take them down and all this stuff. And if you haven't seen the movie, it's a great movie. I won't give away the ending. Where Thelma and Louise, you know, they... but I think Cross... That one scene, to me, is that, you know, she says, I've crossed over. Her life has changed. What does it mean to cross over? Change your life in a spiritual sense. Not for, you know, taking off from the Thelma and Louise movie. It's about women's lib, but how about human lib? How about my personal, individual liberation, spiritual liberation? That's what this is all about, and Ohigan's all about. And we could be moved by hearing music that's heard so deeply it's not even heard at all. We could be inspired by taking to heart the message in Thelma and Louise in terms of crossing over, or the lyrics behind in the song, where the Dharma's a bridge. How do you cross over? As I was thinking about this morning's broadcast that I'm talking about right now, and I'm thinking about the Dharma talk I'm going to be giving at the Orange County Buddhist Church for their Ohigan, which means to cross over, I said, you know, I'm going to be talking about crossing over. But today, September 25th, 2011, I want to cross over. You know, every one of us, and I'm going to have a big crossing over. I am, you know. So I want to cross over before that big crossover. I have not crossed over yet, but I want to. I think that's the first step. Okay. Before you say, how do I cross over? You say, hey, I want to cross over. I want crossing over is to become a true human being. What does that mean? How do we become a true human being? That's the whole purpose of life, we could say, if we want to get deep and philosophical about it. Well, you tell me, what does it mean to be a true human being? You know, I think it means in terms of spiritual journey or in terms of using Buddhist, well, it doesn't have to be Buddhist necessarily, but well, as Buddhists, from a Buddhist perspective, we would say the Dharma is constant change, interconnectedness, oneness, interdependency, impermanence, the reality of life. You know, how do we embrace that? Well, because if we do, when we take it to heart and we do embrace impermanence and interdependency, the two eyes of Buddhism, we can't help but become humble, grateful human beings. I think those two teachings, the two major, you know, the two eyes with which Buddha see the world, impermanence and interdependency, result in the two qualities of being a true human being, full of humility and tremendous gratitude. We're not alone. So how do you cross over now? I think we have to change. I have to change how I behave in certain situations. Huh? You know? It's hard to sometimes change our feelings, but I think feelings will follow our behavior. So let's think, I want to think about, okay? I'm always going to be crossing. I'm never going to cross over. I'm always going to be crossing over because I'll never arrive. We don't conclude. We don't assert in Buddhism. Buddhism makes no assertions and doesn't draw a conclusion, meaning that, oh, okay, I arrived, it's over. We're always in the process of crossing. And once we, if we do say we cross, then we're going to cross again and again. And that's the dynamic nature in each eternal moment. I think that's what the Yo-Yo's music, she was trying to make, trying to express some eternal present moment. And in that moment, we should always be crossing over. Well, that's all for today's broadcast. Thank you very much. And may you have a beautiful crossing over day. Thank you.